Oh, I can't believe you're actually here. Now, get inside. I don't want people to see you hanging around my dorm like some kind of creep. Well, because you do look like a creep. Duh. Come through. I can't believe you actually had the balls to show up. Oh, that look in your eyes. Now, that's tasty. I've never seen them so fierce. Even after all this shit I've given you since we started college. All this time I thought, what do I want? Such a rude boy. Looks like I'll have to teach you some manners. If you're going to get all huffy about tonight, then you didn't have to drag yourself all the way here. It's a Friday night. You could have stayed in your dorm and jacked off like you usually do. Oh, you're right. If you didn't show up, then I would have emailed all of that sweet material to all of your contacts. Oh, I don't know why you're making such a big deal out of this. It's your fault, really. All of your browsing history, all of your personal pictures, you should have taken better care of them. And then they wouldn't have been stolen. But, you know, while I was going through it all, in amongst the variety of items that you wouldn't want to get out, I never expected you to have such an expansive browsing history into all of those kinds of topics. Now, not that there's anything wrong with it, it's perfectly legal. Like the singer said, chains and whips excite me. I guess they also excite you. Certainly enough to take pictures and make drawings. Sure, you call them your private art. Others might not see it that way. I wonder what your classmates would say if they saw it. I think a few wouldn't be surprised. You do look like a creeper dork after all. Oh, so I'm the only person who thinks you're a creep? You better watch your mouth, loser. Don't forget who's in charge here. Those stuck-up prudes in your club will have a complete freak out if they saw it. They'd probably kick you out. Oh, I think the most interesting reaction would come from that sundress-wearing bimbo you're always lusting after. Oh, yeah, I know about your latest little crush. She looks and acts all innocent with those big doe eyes, but there's no way someone like her, who's friends with all the guys, is really that wholesome. She's definitely banging a few of them. The hot ones, most likely. Oh, did that strike a nerve? The look on your face is priceless. I mean, you really thought you had a shot with her? A dork like you could try to get lucky, but come on, be realistic. I mean, who would be interested in you? No one, really. I don't have all night, so here's what we're going to do. For tonight, in this room, I own you. You only speak when I tell you to, and you will address me as... what do I want to be called? Mummy? Mistress? Nah. Based on your search history, I think you might actually like those. You will address me as ma'am. I like that. Now say it. Say yes, ma'am. I like the sound of that. Say it again. Again. Oh, again. Now, it's time for the main event. I want you to stand right here in front of my mirror. And I'm going to stand right here. That's right. I'm going to stand right here behind you. My body tightly pressed against yours. My soft lips and hot breath hovering just over your ear. I want you to look straight ahead. I want you to enjoy the same sight that I'm seeing. Your hopeless expression. Ah, this is more for me though. I want to be able to see your face while standing behind you and dominating you. You can feel them, can't you? I'm not wearing a bra. You can feel my soft breasts pushing into your back. Say it. Say yes, ma'am. And thank me, because this is probably the only time you'll ever feel a woman's breasts. Oh, good boy. Keep looking straight ahead at the mirror. I'm a bit disappointed. You didn't wear the sweatpants I asked you to. Well, any discomfort that you're about to feel is your own fault. Remember that. Now, I'm going to start rubbing your cock through your pants. Try not to resist me. Remember those consequences. Do you like that? How does it feel to have your cock touched by someone other than yourself? Oh, what's this? Your cock is already straining against your pants. I warned that it might get uncomfortable, but I didn't think it would happen so soon. Judging by that look on your face, you want more. I think I like this. Let me kiss your neck. Do you like that? Do you like it when I kiss your neck? I know you do. I felt a twitch down there. I want you to beg me. I want you to beg the woman who's blackmailing you. Beg me for relief. Beg me to undo your pants and grab it. There's a good boy. No. The underwear stays on. That's right. You're about to get a hand job within the confines of your underwear. It's going to be somewhat uncomfortable for you, but I can't have you standing in my dorm with your loser cum. Now that I can grip it properly, I can tell you do have an average size cock. I thought it would be smaller based on the pictures, but this is a pleasant surprise. Do you like it? I can already see you're leaking pre-cum. Do you like how tight I'm gripping your cock? Do you? Did you just cum from me squeezing your cock? Oh, I'm not really surprised you're an early comer, but I thought you'd last a little bit longer. What's with that stupid look on your face? Do you think it's over just because you came? No, this is not over until I am good and satisfied. I love that squirming look on your face. I wonder how it feels to have your sensitive cock played with after you've just came. I guess I'll take some pity on you. I'll just keep your cock in my hand for now, while my other hand slithers under your shirt and plays with those nipples. I didn't give you permission to moan. I can feel your cock shaking in my hand as I pinch your nipples. Looks like someone's ready for round two. I want you to grab that bottle of lube from the table there. Squirt some all over my hand before I put it back in. Since I'm so gracious, I'll let you be generous with the lube. Oh, I'm going to get your twitching cock rock hard again. You should recognise this technique right here. It's from one of the videos in your search history. That's right. I'm using my fingers to massage the head of your cock. How does that feel? My nails raking over your balls and up your shaft to the head. Those moans that are escaping your lips are telling me that you're enjoying my fingernails dancing on your glands. It looks like your cock isn't as pathetic. It's not as pathetic as you. At least one of you isn't a complete disappointment. We can finally get to that hand job that we've both been waiting for. Let me kiss your neck. Now, let's start with some slow strokes. We can't have you blowing your load too soon again, you dork. You're enjoying this, aren't you? Don't try to deny it. This is exactly like one of those femdom videos you like to watch. Besides, I know you're lying when you say no. I can feel your throbbing cock in my hand, and that's the ultimate lie detector. You know, I really wanted you to notice me when we first met. Notice me for me. I wanted you to see that we had so much in common on the surface. Heck, even beneath the surface, we have so much in common. Those videos you enjoy, I enjoy them as well. But you just ignored me, like every other guy that I've liked. You go after the hot girly girls. I thought you were different because you gave me hope and then played it off as just being nice. You're getting close. Right between your beating cock and all of your squirming. I can feel it. I have so much power over you right now. I can edge you over and over and build it up. Maybe I'll give you a ruined orgasm. Or I could stop right now and walk away. Tell me what you want. Beg me for it. Is that what you really want? Are you close? Come. Let it out. Let it come. Come all over my hand. Come all in your pants. Come for me, you dork. There's so much cum for your second load. Oh, I'm going to milk it. Oh, I'm going to milk it all out. What are you doing? I didn't say you could clean yourself up. What? What? You want the data? I never said anything about giving you the data or deleting it. As long as I have that, I own you. And that cock of yours. Now, I want you to pull up your pants and walk back to your dorm. All the way across the campus. Covered in lube and your own cum. Hopefully it's dark enough outside that no one notices the mess. As you go, I want you to think about how I'm going to finger myself to sleep tonight, thinking about your face. I might use the same hand that I just used to give you a hand job. After all, it's nice and slick. And covered in lube, and you'll come. Just kidding. There's no way I'm going to let any of your loser come near my pussy. I'll see you back here tomorrow, same time. Now get out.